Drone delivery service launches in Christiansburg. Wind farm project moves forward in Botetourt County. And first all-female spacewalk makes history. All that plus sports and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break. WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Josh Van Hamert. Christiansburg residents woke up to drone dropping off deliveries on their neighborhood's front porches. Wing, a drone delivery service launched by Google, began their first trial after working with the Virginia Tech Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership to bring drone delivery to the U.S. According to Virginia Tech Daily, the launch was a first in the industry, which was overseen by White House officials, the Federal Aviation Wing, and companies whose products were being delivered, and Virginia Tech President Tim Sands. Wind farm plans in Botetourt County are finally moving forward after being on hold since early 2017. The announcement came after the Commonwealth of Virginia reached an agreement to purchase wind-generated electricity. According to the Roanoke Times, 25 turbines, each 550 feet tall, will be built atop North Mountain by Apex Clean Energy. Governor Ralph Norton said it would help Virginia meet its goal of 30% renewable energy by 2022. The first all-female spacewalking team made history after replacing a broken battery charger on the International Space Station. The job was completed by astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meyer, insisting that they were just doing what they were trained to do. According to the Roanoke Times, the historic event marked the first time in a half century that men weren't involved on the job. Now over to Grant with your Hokie Sports News.
Thanks, Josh. I'm Grant Atkinson, and it's time for today's Hokie Sports Update. The Virginia Tech men's soccer team is just about to get underway against Notre Dame at Thompson Field. The Hokies have had a full week off after a disappointing 3-1 loss at Pittsburgh last Friday. While the team is sitting at 8th nationally in the RPI, they are 0-3-2 in ACC play thus far. Mike Brizendine and his squad would love nothing more than to finally get a conference win at home tonight. The Hokies' game against the Fighting Irish will kick off at 5:30 p.m. and it will be broadcast on ACC Network Extra. At the conclusion of that game, the women's soccer team will take on Wake Forest, also at Thompson Field. The Hokies are coming off a 1-1 draw at NC State this past Sunday. Forward Molly Fagan has been very productive for the Hokies lately, tallying 2 goals last week. She now has 3 total goals and 3 assists on the season. Virginia Tech will be looking for continued offensive production from Fagan and the rest of the team against the Demon Deacons tonight. In volleyball, the Hokies will host Notre Dame tonight inside Castle Coliseum. Virginia Tech fell to 0-6 in conference play with a loss to Georgia Tech on Sunday, so they will be looking for their first ACC win tonight. The Hokies are 0-3 against the Irish under head coach Jill Wilson, but they will attempt to change that trend today. Setter Taylen Jackson racked up 34 assists against the Yellow Jackets in Virginia Tech's last match and is set to be a player to watch in this contest. The match will begin at 6 p.m. on ACC Network Extra. Justin Fuente and the Virginia Tech football team face arguably their most pivotal game of the season thus far when they take on North Carolina tomorrow. After 2 straight wins against Miami and Rhode Island, the Hokies have a real chance to change the outlook of their season on Saturday. Sophomore linebacker Dax Holyfield has some extra motivation this week, as he was heavily recruited by the Tar Heels before choosing to come to Blacksburg. Quote, "I'm ready to put on a show for the fans in Lane," end quote, Holyfield said at Tuesday's press conference. The Hokies will kick off at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow against the Heels. That's all for today's Hokie Sports Update. For WUVT Sports, I'm Grant Atkinson. Back to you, Josh.
Thanks, Grant. It's sunny in the New River Valley, 66 degrees in Roanoke, 62 degrees in Dublin and Pulaski, 63 degrees in Marion, 61 degrees in Bluefield, and it is 62 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Josh Van Hamer.
That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Deed I do. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always hanging around. Hanging around you, do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Honey? Do I love you, honey? Indeed I do.
Unofficial radio station of NASCAR is WUVT-FM, Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Radford. Living with the sin, a dirty
world all around.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
Like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Thank you. This one, my dad said that we had to put on the record, so we're going to do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Lightning injuries can lead to permanent disabilities or death. In 20% of lightning strikes, victims die. 70% of the survivors suffer serious long-term effects. Remember, you are in danger from lightning if you can hear thunder. Learn more about lightning safety at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. Lightning kills. Play it safe. This message is brought to you by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and your local National Weather Service office.
One, two, one, two, three.